coy, avoid, or make void the topic, because that ain't going to stop it.
This podcast will be focusing on the peripheral mechanisms of male copulation through a study done by Flaeli and his colleagues in 2015 at Fries Universidad in Amsterdam using the invertebrate model Limnia stagnalis. This study is titled Single Cell Analysis of Peptide Expression and Electrophysiology of Right Parietal Neurons Involved in Male Copulation Behavior of a Simultaneous Hermaphrodite. To begin, I wanted to give a little background on Limnia stagnalis, which is more commonly known as the pond snail. Firstly, Limnia stagnalis are simultaneous hermaphrodites, meaning that they have the complete sets of both male and female organs. Honing in on reproductive behaviors, which is to be expected in a podcast about copulation, the size of the prostate gland determines which snail will act as the male and which will act as the female during mating. The snail with the bigger prostate gland acts as the male and inseminates the snail with the smaller prostate gland, which acts as the female. An interesting aside about the L. stagnalis copulatory behavior is something known as sexual sabotage. Sexual sabotage occurs if a snail which was inseminated as a female goes on to mate as a male in the future. If they ever acted as a female during the mating in the past, they will only ejaculate about half as much sperm in comparison to a snail who has never acted as a female during copulation. L. stagnalis perform more inseminations in larger groups and prefer to inseminate novel partners over familiar ones. This higher motivation to copulate with a new partner is known as the Coolidge effect. This model organism works great for this study because most of the neurons are relatively large in size, allowing for the electrophysiological dissection of neuronal networks, which has led to profound insights into the mechanisms of neuronal networks which control behaviors like feeding, respiration, locomotion, and the behavior which we are discussing today, reproduction. Studies using the nervous system of Limnia stagnalis as a model organism, like the one which we are discussing today, have identified novel cellular and molecular mechanisms for the modulatory role of neuropeptides. Specifically, this study focuses on utilizing the expression of heptapeptides to explain the activity of parietal neurons and their corresponding neuronal projections into the penile nerve. Heptapeptides being 7 amino acids, which are all linked together by peptide bonds. Some neuronal projections did express heptapeptides and were referred to in the study as HP neurons, whereas the neuronal projections which did not express heptapeptides were referred to as non-HP neurons. In order to identify the peripheral mechanism of the male copulatory behavior through these neurons, the study used three primary methods. The first was retrograde staining, where important neurons were stained and identified. These stained neurons were then utilized for further exploration using a method called MALDI-TOF-MS, an acronym for matrix-assisted laser desorption ionization time-of-flight mass spectrometry, which is basically just a fancy way of saying that they were detecting peptides at the single cellular level. The third and final method used in the study was electrophysiology, where large-scale electrical signals from the nervous system, specifically for the scope of this study, the three branches of the penile nerve, were recorded. The study combined these three methods to create a map of the parietal neurons and their projections to the penile nerves, in order to better understand the network that regulates the male copulatory behavior in L. stagnalis. During retrograde staining, the strongly stained neurons were able to be easily identified as the organism's tissue was transparent. Only the particularly strongly stained neurons from the retrograde staining were then selected for MALDI-TOF-MS analysis to detect their peptide composition. The important takeaway from the MALDI-TOF-MS analysis being that there were many neuropeptides which differed significantly between neurons containing heptapeptides and neurons which did not contain heptapeptides. These results indicate that the non-HP neurons have greater variation in their composition, with examples ranging from total overlap to mostly differential expression of neuropeptides. Finally, all this information was then compiled in order to create a neuronal projection of the right parietal neurons innervating the copulatory apparatus in L. stagnalis. The projection focuses on the same neuron, the penile nerve, which travels from the central nervous system before branching off into three different nerve sections throughout the penile complex. Following the creation of this neuronal projection, the final method, electrophysiology, was conducted. The HP and non-HP neurons were then stimulated to assess whether the response in the nerve branch had a consistent latency, and the results were rather intriguing. The HP neurons were found to be spontaneously electrically active, projecting to several nerves, including the penis nerve. On the other hand, non-HP neurons were found to be electrically silent, projecting only to the penis nerve. Therefore, the two types of neurons, those that contained the heptapeptides and those that did not, differed in their peptide content, electrical activity, and branching patterns. Irrespective of their composition, the multitude of neuropeptides found within these neurons highlights the complexity of the circuitry which regulates male copulatory behaviors in limnia stagnalis. This complexity of regulation of the male reproduction likely extends to other simultaneous hermaphrodites and provides an interesting jumping-off point for the future investigation of how this system is integrated with the regulation of female reproductive behaviors. Now we talk about sex.